My name is Toby Schoen, and I am an imprisoned anarchist held in Bristol Prison, who was kidnapped at gunpoint by the anti-terrorist unit as part of Operation A Dream in UK. The repression was aimed to target the anarchist group of Critique and Praxis, 325 Collective, and the website 325.nostate.net. Operation A Dream is an attack by the British state in conjunction with European partners against anarchist direct action groups, counter-information projects, prisoner solidarity initiatives, and the new anarchist critique of the technological singularity and the fourth and fifth industrial revolution. Operation A Dream is the first time that anti-terrorist legislation has been used against the anarchist movement in the UK. I was taken hostage by the regime on the 18th of November 2020 by a team of tactical firearms cops after a car chase through the remote forest of Dean, which is on the border with South Wales, 1 hour north of Bristol. At the same time, coordinated raids took place at five addresses in the forest of Dean against collective living projects, hangouts, and a storage unit. I was taken under armed guard to a nearby police station where I was held incommunicado and interrogated many, many times. I refused to speak during the interrogations and I did not cooperate with the murderers in uniform. I was charged with four counts of terrorism, one charge of Section 2, dissemination of terrorist publications, as a suspected administrator at 325.nostate.net. Two charges of Section 58, possession of information useful for the purposes of terrorism. Those being two videos, one of which showed how to improvise an explosive-shaped charge, and the other demonstrated how to burn down a mobile phone transmitter. I was charged with Section 15, funding terrorism, which was related to cryptocurrency wallets hosted on 325.nostate.net, which were for the support of anarchist prisoners and publications. I denied all the charges. I was also accused during the interrogations of membership of FI, IRF, the Informal Anarchist Federation, International Revolutionary Front. I was accused of writing FI documents and carrying out several actions in the Bristol area, which were claimed by cells of the FI, as well as those of the Earth and Animal Liberation Fronts. These included an incendiary attack against a police station, the burning down of a mobile phone transmitter, and liberation of animals. Bristol is an area of UK where there have been countless anarchist sabotages and direct actions taking place over the last two decades and which remain unsolved by police despite multi-million pound investigations and joint media witch hunts against anarchists in the city. From the collective spaces and hangouts that were raided during Operation A Dream, the cops seized hundreds of copies of 325 No. 12 magazine, dozens of anarchist pamphlets, books, stickers, posters and flyers, laptops, mobile phones, printers, hard drives, cameras, radio frequency jammers, GPS units, smoke, noise and flash charges, replica firearms and cash. In the evidence produced against me was numerous anarchist publications, including 325 No. 12 magazine, which is about the fourth and fifth industrial revolution. The pamphlet, Incendiary Dialogues, by Gustavo Rodriguez, Gabriel Pombo da Silva, and Alfredo Cospito, which is published by Black International Editions. Also the text, What is Anarchism, by Alfredo Bonanno, Dark Knight's newsletter, the small book, Anarchy, Civil or Subversive, by 325 and Dark Matter Publications. A flyer in solidarity with anarchist prisoners, Alfredo Cospito and Nicola Guy, a flyer against the COVID-19 lockdowns called Face the Fear, Fight the Future, as well as many other texts and publications in solidarity with anarchist prisoners and revolutionary organizations such as the CCF, Conspiracy of Cells of Fire. I was remanded to Wandsworth Prison in London after appearing at Westminster Magistrates Court and held under anti-terrorist conditions. I was denied to make any phone call in the prison for 10 days, as well as a similar embargo on my mail. I was denied to see my lawyers for 6 weeks, 23 and a half hour solitary confinement, with sometimes up to 48 hours without being able to leave the cell for anything other than to collect a meal. No yard time for the first 3 weeks, and then only allowed to go outside on the yard once a fortnight for 35 minutes. No gym, no library, no education, no activities. I was held in a dungeon-like cell with no natural light and subjected to deafeningly loud construction noise, as I was placed by the counter-terror unit next to a new section of the prison being built. My letters, phone calls and associations all subject to routine monitoring and censorship with constant obstruction to access for my lawyers, post and books. I did not receive the full case against me for many, many months. Operation A Dream is a montage fitting together disparate, unconnected elements typical of repressive operations in Southern Europe, which has spread across the continent. This is now being deployed by the British police. Operation A Dream seeks to present the Conspiracy of Cells of Fire as a continuation of the armed Marxist-Leninist revolutionary organization, November the 17th. This is an important fantasy for the purposes of repression in this operation, as November the 17th is a proscribed group in the UK. Most importantly, Operation A Dream sought to present the diverse range of anarchist groups, publishing projects and prisoner support initiatives as an array of organisational hubs for the execution and glorification of terrorism. The case was authorised by the Director of Public Prosecutions, Max Hill, QC. The investigation revealed at least the participation of Dutch and German cops, the hidden hand of the security services, and an international dimension to the operation based on previous waves of repression in Spain, Italy and Greece was evident. During my interrogations, I was being asked a pre-written script of questions, which, for instance, not even detectives appeared to understand why I was being asked, as the entire operation was a marionette guided by others to achieve a political purpose. About that, I can only quote the murdered anarchist Bartholomew Vanzetti, who remarked, "The higher of them, the more jackass." It is certainly appropriate, as on the 6th of October 2021 at Bristol Crown Court, I was found not guilty. However, I was condemned for the possession and supply of Class A and B narcotics, the psychedelic medicines LSD, DMT, psilocybin, MDMA, and marijuana, as these were all seized from the collective spaces. I was sentenced to 3 years, 9 months. I am also fighting against a serious organised crime prevention order, which is demanded by the anti-terrorist unit and the prosecutors. The order would put me under a form of house arrest for up to 5 years when I finally get released, with a punishment of up to 5 years if I breach the order. The order would control and monitor my daily movements, contact with others, residence, usage of money, devices, international travel, and so on. It demands precise information be given to the cops of all my friends, contacts, and loved ones, and is simply a means to monitor and criminalize my friendship and living environments. My trial for that is scheduled no earlier than the 15th of January, and the investigation against me continues, as does Operation A Dream, which is aimed at the 325 Collective. I want to thank all those who have supported me. My heart is open and strong, and I am determined. I send to you all a huge hug and a smile.